Be on your guard. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. It's not just temptation. It's not just bad thoughts. It's thrash, maul, right? Okay, end of Act 2, right? The entrance of evil into the story. Now you can go to Genesis chapter 1. Now you can go to in the beginning of Act 3. The Hebrew actually reads, when God began to create heaven and earth. All right? And you get the incredible gift of the world being given, right? I mean, it's just phenomenal what he gives to us. The forests, right? Horses, hawks. He gives to us all of the food of the earth and its bounty to enjoy, right? Blackberries, mangoes, Cabernet grapes. Go figure. He gives us all of this adventure. And he creates men and women in his image, in the heart, to bear his heart in this world. He gives you that heart because you are going to need it. You're going to need all of that heart for the story that you find yourself in. Because Adam and Eve and you are born into a world at war. Satan is already there. He's lurking in the garden. He's waiting for his opportunity. He can't get back at God. He knows that. He tried the revolt against the Trinity. And so now his next thing is just out of pure malice to try and harm those that bear God's image, to destroy his creation, right? To mar anything that has a touch of the glory of God to it, right? He comes to us in the garden. And he says, God's holding out on you. It's the same lie he uses with us today, right? You can't trust God. His heart is not good, not toward you, right? He convinces Eve, and Adam falls with her, right, to reach out, take control, rewrite the story, give yourself a little better part, reach for this, right? And we fall. Milton says, our glory faded. Faded so soon. But at the worst moment in the larger story, God has already suffered one betrayal. Now a second, right? Now a second betrayal. Mankind falls. It looks like evil is going to win. God comes looking for Adam in the garden. It is the most beautiful picture. It's a true story. And the image of the heart of God.